the brothers parted?
They have dispatched with Pompey. He's gone. The other three are sealing. Octavia weeps to part from Rome, Caesar is sad, and Lepidus, since Pompey's feast, Sosmina says, is troubled with the green sickness.
'Tis a noble Lepidus.
Oh, a very fine one. Oh, how he loves Caesar.
Nay, but how dearly he adores Mark Antony.
Caesar? Why, he's the Jupiter of men.
What Antony? The god of Jupiter.
Speak you of Caesar? How? The nonpareil?
Oh, Antony, oh, thou Arabian bird.
What do you praise Caesar? Say Caesar, go no further.
Indeed, he plied them both with excellent praise.
He loves Caesar best, yet he loves Antony. Oh, hearts, tongues, figures, scribes, bards, poets cannot think, speak, cast, write, sing, number. Oh, his love to Antony. But as for Caesar, kneel down. Kneel down and wonder.
Both he loves.
They are his shards and he their beacon. So, this is to horse. Adieu, noble Agrippa.
Farewell.
No further, sir.
You take from me a great part of myself. Use me well, and sister, prove such a wife as my thoughts make thee, and as my father's ban shall pass on thy approof.
Most noble Antony, let not the piece of virtue which is set betwixt us as the cement of our love to keep it builded be the ram to batter the fortress of it. For better might we have loved without this mean, if on both parts this be not cherished.
Make me not offended in your distrust.
I have said.
You shall not find, though you be there incurious, the least cause for what you seem to fear. So, gods keep you, and make the hearts of Romans serve your ends. We will hear part.
Farewell, my dearest sister. Fare thee well. The elements be kind to thee, and make thy spirits all of comfort. Fare thee well.
My noble brother.
The April's in her eyes. It is love's spring, and these the showers to bring it on. Be cheerful.
Sir, look well to my husband's house. And...
what, Octavia?
I'll tell you in your ear.
Her tongue will not obey her heart, nor can her heart inform her tongue. The swan's down feather that stands upon the swell at full of tide and neither way inclined.